Let's talk about why we have Andrea here.
Yeah. Andrea, what is your title at the
I am a jack of all trades there, actually. Mm-hmm. I was hired to do the bookmobile as a backup driver, so the main gal, Michelle, could take a little break. And then since then, I sort of morphed into starting the outreach program up again. So my title right now would, I guess, be outreach coordinator. And so that mm-hmm. is the probably one of the most fun jobs I think exists at the library, because I get to bring the library to those that can't make it mm-hmm. into the library. And so, yeah, outreach coordinator. I don't know if there's an official title, but yeah, I'm the lady, library lady out and about in a van full of books.
Yeah, driving around that bookmobile. Is it, we just have one bookmobile?
So we have the giant bookmobile called Bookie, nice old Bluebird bus that I drive once a week still out to mm-hmm. Hope on Thursdays, actually today. And then mm-hmm. Michelle takes that same giant bus out to Selly Valley on Tuesdays and the Vay Kukulala area on Wednesdays. But no, we're actually getting a new bookmobile soon. We're getting a fancy Sprint van mm-hmm. that you can kind of stand up in. It's going to be a smaller but much more modern version of the bookmobile. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we'll probably have two vehicles for a while. We're not exactly sure the fate of the old bookmobile, but that's mm-hmm. yet to be determined. It's pretty exciting, though. The new Sprint van is cherry, and they had elicited some local artists to kind of put their name in the hat to design the graphics, and they've chosen mm-hmm. a gal. And so they're just in the process right now of putting some beautiful local graphic sort of, capturing some of the Northwest scenery on the outside of this van. So you won't be able to miss that once it gets mm-hmm. on the roads. So.
What's the geographic range of the bookmobile?
So the bookmobile, it really just hits every direction. Selly Valley on one day, I go to Hope on Thursdays, and then Vay Kukulala. You know, we have a library in Priest River, so mm-hmm. we don't tend to go that way. I think there used to be a stop, but yeah, those three directions. We have two, three stops within each direction, so it kind of covers a really good area. If you think about how far out we stop at that Vay store way out. Way out there, mm-hmm. and then the Kukulala mm-hmm. as well as the Westman store. So that's a pretty far out part of our district that gets covered by her showing up out there, and it's well used resource.
Yeah, what's a like when you go to Hope? What does the day look like? You park somewhere, open the doors, and is it people filing in all day?
Yeah, so I go to a different daycare before I hit the Hope route, and mm-hmm. a couple one out in Kootenai, and then. Storybook will be visited by me today. And then after that, I head out to Hope, park in front of the Hope Market, the store that is right next to the post office.
Right.
And yeah, I set up, I have a generator and a laptop, and I put an open sign out, and if it's nice, I open the door. And yeah, just they come in droves. They're well used resources in every direction. The patrons that are familiar with my showing up will often put their holds request in at the library online.
Okay, I was gonna ask
and then
that.
I get the books, and then I load them up and bring it to them. But we also fill the bookmobile shamelessly with all the best books, the newest books. You know, I dig deep into what I think my patrons were like that day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's not just a random collection. A lot of thought goes into what we travel with to each direction, depending on the patrons and their interests.
If someone is interested in, like, do you have the latest X book, and can you bring it?
Yeah.
How do they go about doing that?
Well, several ways. If they're not able to get online themselves, and rurally a lot of our patrons don't have Wi-Fi, so they'll just let us know, and we can get on the computer and look for their titles and put it on hold for them.
They call a phone number?
They can call, or usually when they visit the bookmobile, gotcha. They're giving me a list of things they want. And then I go back and do the treasure hunt in the library. If it's something we don't have, we can do what's called an ILL, which means interlibrary loan. We can ask another library if we can borrow it. And then if it's a title that we think our library would benefit from, then we'll just go ahead and purchase the title. So even if it's not something you can find on our website in the search category of just about everything, we do our best to find that for you. And there's, you know, there's just a plethora of information on the digital library that if you do have internet, you can dig even deeper and find so much more there in the digital library. So.
What are the hot genres right now?
Oh, gee. I mean, a lot of my patrons in outreach are, you know, senior citizens. So the World War II stuff is really hot. I like to inject a lot of humor when I can. So I bring along some nonfiction like Bill Bryson and some just some humorous stuff. Historical fiction is always very popular.
How about romance fiction?
You know, ish. There's a lot of folks that like the cozy mysteries that don't get too raunchy. You know, so it's really different. And I've kind of started to dial it in depending on where I'm going each day. When I sit with a patron, I just scribble down notes when they talk to me. And then I go back. And if we had a conversation about a subject, I can assure you I'm in the library looking for something on that topic. So I'm trying to start dialing it in lately. A lot of interest in adventure stories, true life adventure stories, you know, but I'm always trying to kind of find a happy ending. So I don't want to put a true life dog adventure in front of someone and the tragedy at the end is the dog dies and we're all super sad, you know. So I try to look at cheering people up, not like here's some hit. But, you know, I've learned not to assume at all. Like I have a patron I saw yesterday. She's 103. And she's smart as a tack, and she doesn't need large print fiction, and she's reading 2, 3, 4 books a week. Wow. And she wants some, I brought her some cozy fictions, and she threw them back at me, said, no, give me something with some substance. So I love that.
Give her Demon Copperhead, have you, by Barbara Kingsolver.
Kingsolver my favorite author. I'm in line for that book. I love her so much.
I passed
much.
My copy on to a friend, and eventually it'll go to the library.
So the library probably has a waiting list on that book of probably 10 deep. I looked the other day. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite writers. And that's being kind of a total avid reader. I go through the library and remember books that I've read. My favorite writers come with me everywhere I go, and she's definitely one of them. And just kind of some easy reads with really rich characters. And so I haven't had too many people bring me back a Kingsolver book and say, yeah, I didn't like that.
This one is a playoff of David Copperfield, Dickens' novel. And it looks at the impact of poverty on youth. And this follows a kid who is born in a single wide trailer in West Virginia, goes through a couple foster homes. But he's resilient. He's tough. And it's really an interesting read. But what I do with my books is I'm still a hardback, you know, love a book. And when I'm done with them, if my friends want to read it, I pass it on to them. And then eventually the library,
Well, we appreciate that.
Oh, well, no.
We get a lot of donations at the library. You'd be amazed.
I appreciate it because it's not collecting dust in my house. And I used to teach literature, but I'm moving it. Just keep on moving it out.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about your other hats that you wear. Or are we done with the bookmobile?
Probably. You're going out there today, though.
I am.
Today's Thursday.
I'm going to jam straight from here and hop in my bus and cruise out to Hope.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bringing anything particularly interesting today?
Let's see. And when I go to Hope, I load up on knitting books for one patron.
Knitting?
Knitting. Cool. If I don't bring my gal some knitting books, she'll be pretty, you know, upset with me.
Knew what you were going to say.
Yeah, caught me. Cookbooks. I have a large print Western gentleman out in Hope that has probably read every one of those books in the library. So I go through looking for stamps that are blue, which indicates it was checked out on the bookmobile, and I just don't bring them. So, you know, I do have a few very particular. The reader, that's another thing. I grab a stack of readers, and man, those people in Hope show up.
Them.
Some of them show up just to grab that.
Huh. I've got a question. You know, this, you know, like, do you rotate the books? Like, you come in and you empty the van and then just put a bunch of different ones in? Or
well, yes and no.
Michelle
and I try to keep it as fresh as possible.
Okay.
We have dates on the back of most of the books we bring on, so we know how long it's been there. But we have a new section right as you come on the bus. So I always go out to the brand new fiction, brand new nonfiction, grab my selection to place in those places. Mm-hmm. If it's a specific time of the year, I fill the children's books up with that sort of, you know, seasonal gardening right now. Yeah, I loaded that book up yesterday with big. More gardening books that I could find. And same with the kids' gardening books. So yeah, it depends on where you're going in the season. But yeah, we refresh that quite frequently. The movies, especially.
Oh, that's right. You take out DVDs.
Yeah, we pack four crates of movies as well as TV series. So we keep those crates really refreshed. They get well used. And, you know, there's a lot of new stuff coming in all the time. So Michelle and I are usually out there cherry picking the new stuff and bringing it with us on the bus, shamelessly.
What a concept, you know, the library comes to you.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Yeah. The fun thing on the bookmobile that we started in the fall, too, was grabbing some festivals and asking if we could show up at some festivals. So we kind of got a late start in the fall. There was a Dover Festival. There was one at the fairgrounds, one at Valley Vista. And that was really fun. So we'd just kind of show up to try to generate some interest. Those that hadn't been on the bus ever before came on. We were issuing cards and giving, you know, raffles. It was really fun. So I'm hoping the last spring, summer season of the big bookmobile, we can maybe plug ourselves into a festival or two. There's actually a place on the website. If you look under bookmobile, you can request the bookmobile to come to your event, and we'll do our best if we're not already obligated to show up with the bookmobile. And it's the Hickey Farms. Holy cow, we had a great response parked out there a couple weekends this fall. Yeah.
Do you ever go around a sharp turn and all the books slide off the shelf or anything?
No, that's never happened. I would have to say there's in this.
Do they have seat belts?
Oh yeah, 100% seat belts. It's kind of a cool. I compare driving the bookmobile to driving a boat because it just sort of.
No, I meant the books. Did the books have a seat belt?
No, they're very well secured in their racks. You know, there's been a stumble here and there, but no. The bus is a fun drive. I really enjoy driving it. Not many people would share that sentiment, but I really enjoy bopping around in the back in the seat.
I'm sure connecting with with the patrons is great fun.
No one is ever disappointed to see me show up in a room. Yeah. Like I just love that. I walk into a room and at the senior center and it's library lady, or you know, it's just wonderful to have, you know, just a consistently positive response when you walk in a room. I'm not exactly used to that, but it's fun.
Hey, we're in conversation with Andrea Evans. From the East Bonnet County Library.
Is it her fault?
It is.
You can call me Dre now.
She drives a bookmobile, at least on Thursdays, out to Hope, and also does outreach coordination for the East Bonnet County Library. And so I guess we should ask what else you do? What do you do the next day?
So outreach is occupies every other day of my week. If it's not out in the community, I go to the senior center on Wednesdays every 2 weeks. And then on the other Wednesdays, I'm at senior apartment complexes in town. So both those places, I load up a van, not the bus, but a minivan with about 6-8 crates of just variety of stuff. But I also bring holds to those patrons as well. So I have some regulars at the senior center. They have lunch, play pinochle, and come do some library stuff. They have a drop box there. And anyone in the neighborhood of that vicinity can come, you know, participate. Same with Woodland Crossing out in Ponderay. Then I'm at the 6th Street Apartments. They're both mainly senior residents that have trouble, especially in the winter, getting out and about. And then on other days, let's see, on Fridays I go to, I've got brand new Valley Vista, Luther Park, and I'm getting so many places my head's spinning, but these are more higher care facility livings where they have less mobility, less opportunity to get out to the library, and in those cases I'm bringing them sometimes just straight to their room if there's only a couple people in the facility. So yeah, it's growing really fast. I only got started in October with the senior center, and now we stop at 6-8 places throughout the week and bring books.
6 or 8 places throughout the week. That's pretty good.
Can I take a break and throw out with our listeners, it's springtime. And if you look around wherever you're living and if you see some books that need to be shared, that the library is a wonderful place. And if they have multiple copies or if they can't use them, they use them for their first Saturday of every month book sale.
Yeah, the Friends of the Library is just a tremendous supporter of of our wonderful resource, the library. They're fantastic. And yeah, they have the first Saturday of every month. They have a huge book sale and mm-hmm. they take care of all the donations. They support the library in so many ways. It's tremendous.
So, you know, I'm sure that there are people with books out there that they don't know exactly, you know, they've lent mm-hmm. them around or they have shared them. Move them to where they can find another life and continue on. So, you know, it's springtime. It's time to purge. I'm going to be doing that with CDs, bring them down here to the radio station. And then what I do is after I bring them into our library, I take them over to East Bonner County Library.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I've dumped off. I shouldn't use that word, dumped off. You know, I've dumped mm-hmm. off, you know, drive by. No, mm-hmm. I've unloaded some big bags full of CDs.
Yes, we have quite a prolific community of donations. I think there's some, you know, there's definitely some restrictions about what they will accept, and
sure.
those are clearly posted at the back by the garage where
textbooks.
They're not into textbooks or encyclopedias and all that stuff that we have from mm-hmm. yesteryear. But mm-hmm. Current relevant things and the music and the movies, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely, mm-hmm. it's greatly appreciated.
Does anyone still check out an encyclopedia?
I mean, I haven't seen that happen, but no. I wouldn't uh-huh. say never.
Or pull down an encyclopedia.
Well, I think if you have access mm-hmm. to the internet,
right,
you know that uh-huh. has removed that.
Seems like it.
What I would miss though is, and I have to admit, you know, I'm a smell guy. You know, like uh-huh. with the cherry blossoms. When I would mm-hmm. go to the library, I would always head over to the encyclopedia just to smell them. You know, when you open them and they yeah. have that smell, and some of them haven't been opened in quite a while. I love mm-hmm. that.
There's a whole case cabinet that's locked in the library that you can only look at in the library, and it's old references and things that are just pure treasure. Yeah. So if you ever have some free time, ask the info desk lady to let you peek into the ancient cabinet of relics, and it's really interesting. You know, what I find too is as I surf the aisles is things, regional stories mm-hmm. and some of the stuff that we have on our shelves about local. I mean, I have a book that I pass around called The Vigilantes of Idaho,
or
the Loners and the Hermits and the Recluses of Idaho. And my patrons absolutely love digging into some of that because they remember some of Patrick McManus's stories. I didn't know this, but he mm-hmm. wrote his characters based on some of the local people that grew up here. They mm-hmm. he renamed them. And so I have some patrons that I call, and he's like, I know every character in this book. This is my brother and his buddies, you know. So, you know, I think I learn a lot from my patrons, and then I go into the shelves and find some of the stuff we've talked about, and it's just really fulfilling. It's like constant learning and, you know, engagement and community connections. It's been great.
Well, we are here with Andrea Evans from the East Bonner County Library, and we're going to take a break. She's been talking about the bookmobile and the outreach program, and we want to talk a little bit more about that. We'll take a music break, regroup, and come back again. This is a song that Elvis Presley recorded for the movie Blue Hawaii, and it was recorded on this date in 1961. Jack, you don't remember that. I know that you don't.
I know the song, but no, okay. I don't recall the date. No.
And it's not released until November of 61, but mm-hmm. here is Can't Help Falling in Love with You that was recorded on this date in 1961.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Elvis Presley, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. This was recorded on this date in 1961, 62 years ago. And I think, I'd probably bet that those are the Jordanaires in the background, his backup group.
I bet we could look that up. But I like some of those Elvis, the slower songs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. What a voice. What vocals. And that's from the movie Blue, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. How's the movie? Do you see it?
They're like,
aren't they all bad?
Yeah. Not that they're all bad, but they're showcasing what he's good at.
Yeah.
You don't go to an Elvis Presley movie to go, oh, wow, that's an Oscar-nominating acting job. No. So he can showcase his music.
He was really in, he was in a ton of movies.
Oh.
Were there, I mean, was there, maybe Jailhouse Rock, is that the best one? I think there's a
the first one,
that
Love Me Tender.
Okay.
I remember that one being riveted, seeing that at the Colfax Theater in South Bend, Indiana. Yeah. But then, of course, Jailhouse Rock, that's my favorite one.
Ah,
the energy of that.
All right. Well, you're listening to The Morning Show. It's 88.5 KRFY. Our guest this morning, Andrea Evans from the East Bonner County Library. She drives the bookmobile on Thursdays and otherwise is the, I guess, the outreach coordinator, or at least coordinates the outreach.
I am
whether that's
outreach.
Her title or not. She's outreach.
I'm
she's
outreach.
The department.
I'm outreaching.
Is there any place new that the bookmobile or that you are reaching out to these days?
Well, the bookmobile actually come, you know, springtime when school's on spring break, will sort of eliminate some of the school stops that we go to because they're on break. But nothing new there as yet, unless, like I say, we get plugged into some festivals. Outreach in terms of the reaching out into the van with the library on wheels. I just got a whole bunch of new patrons at Lakeside Assisted Living. I went there to see one gal, and they got word of me coming, and they came from every corner of the facility. So before I was gone, my first day, I think I had 10 new patrons signed up and books coming their way the next week. So that just happened.
And in that circumstance, you're not actually driving the bookmobile.
Nope.
You got a crate of books, and you're...
I load up that van with probably six, eight crates. I wish I could bring less. It would be, you know, easier on me, but I don't want to leave anything behind that they might be interested in. So I do my best to consolidate, but try to hit every genre. I've got a whole bunch of interest in the new spoken word on CDs because a lot of them can't navigate the books. And we also have a playaway device, which is so awesome. It's like a little MP3 that you plug a headphone in and listen to a book on a little device. You could stick it in your pocket and go roll around or garden or what have you. So they're test driving those devices on my request and coming back. I'm pretty excited about this whole new avenue to enjoy books. So
one thing I want to mention that you mentioned in an email to us, that neighboring residents are welcome to come to these facilities like the Senior Center, Valley Vista, Lakeside, you know, and access the library resources. So you just do not have to be in that location if you live in the neighborhood.
I would say especially in the case of like the 6th Street apartments behind Super One, there's a whole, you know, as you know, a whole
and
brand new.
And they're building more.
And so any folks in those neighboring apartments are more than welcome to come to the community room at the 6th Street apartments and take advantage. I'm there for a couple hours. Senior Center, we would love to promote the Senior Center more. It's such a wonderful resource in the community. They serve food to these folks. They take Meals on Wheels to those that can't make it in. They have games. They, you know, so we want people and encourage people to really take advantage of the Senior Center here in Sandpoint. And yeah, we're there every other Wednesday. And please come in. Yeah, there's no reason you can't, even on the bookmobile, if you've never been on there and you see that thing parked out in the community, please come check it out. It's the coolest thing. If you've not been on the bookmobile, you got to check it out before it goes away.
Is there anything worse in the universe than a librarian who's ignored? You know what I mean? That whenever I go into the library, you know, they have the look on their face, please ask me. Please ask me, you know, I mean, you know, that they want to be, they've just this wealth of information and positivity and, you know, I've got these universes available to you. Just ask me. Yeah, I love librarians. I think, I think I've said this before on the air that, you know, that the health of a library in a community is a good indicator of the quality of that community. you know, along. Absolutely. There's other institutions like the food bank, the hospital, the churches, the schools. Mm-hmm. But I think the library is right up there.
Right. And we're trying to partner with a lot of those other, you know, community resources to just get the word out. We have mm-hmm. so many new things coming along. The digital library is growing exponentially. We have a library of things coming along where you're going to be able to soon check out tools, sewing machines, guitars, things that are sort of out of the ordinary for a library, but we're building this wonderful collection of things that you can check out.
Wonderful.
That you wouldn't normally have an opportunity to. We have craft programs coming up. The children's programs are super strong. So just if you keep an eye on the website or, you know, poke your head in on a regular, you'd be surprised how many programs are being up, you know, developed.
Is there still the seed library?
Yep, that's just getting off and running again. We just hired a brand new gal for the garden design position, and she's gonna kill it back there. She's got a lot of great experience. A lot of new people coming on. New IT guy just started. So yeah, lots of great changes. I want to plug VR as far as a program for anyone and everyone that hasn't done virtual mm-hmm. reality. We have some time slots you can sign up and go play with that, and especially the seniors. I'm learning how beneficial virtual reality is for those that are isolated. Think about, you could put a headset on and go to a national park or go swimming.
Oh, it opens up so many possibilities.
We're really trying to promote the senior community, and that's, I'm one of them, to come in and at least give it a try and let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. If that grows in popularity, then we'll establish a time, you know, just for those folks. And
That's not on the outreach, is it? Or
I mean, I'm trying to start getting some of my people to come in.
But right now it's on the location.
Yes, it's in the library, and we have a little room that's just for VR, and the teenagers are, you know, loving it. But I really want to encourage everyone to come try that if you haven't before. And, you know, if you don't like it, take it off. It can be disorienting, but if you take the easy ones, that's pretty cool. And it gets you out of your world into another. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, experiencing seasonal affective disorder in the month of March because we haven't seen the sun for 6 months, mm-hmm. come in, go to the beach, put a virtual reality headset on, and go see some sunshine.
Have you done that, Jack, the virtual reality?
Not yet, no. I keep thinking about it. Someday, I'll go. The
only thing that I've done with virtual reality was at the Van Gogh exhibit. After you go through all of the different things, if you've paid a little bit more, you sit there, and it starts off, it is in his room in Arles, and it takes you outside, and then there's the bed of irises, and you can see that. And you find yourself turning around, looking behind. It's just the most... It's trippy. It's the most... But I want to say in a positive way, not unnerving, but you look up and you mm-hmm. can look down, you look around and you go, whoa.
If you want to be a nerd, though, just jump in a roller coaster or a fighter jet and you can literally fly a fighter jet. So there's all levels of participation.
Yes.
We got a brand new one. Brendan is bringing in all kinds of new programs for VR. I haven't tried it yet. We have a pottery one. You can go in and make pottery.
Oh, what
and fun. Then I think it was an African or Celtic drumming. So if you really need to get some aggression out, come in, put mm-hmm. the headset on, and just go to town on a Celtic drumming VR.
We should do that, Jet. We should just go over there and...
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you translate that to radio? Okay. Well,
tell them all about it.
I know. Yeah, we can only really cover the one sense, and that seems like you need at least a few more to communicate the.
Haven't
experience.
We all seen like on television, whatever, people with the headsets on, and they're doing like they have to sit down or.
I tell you what, there's one called Beat Saber, and you want to work out. By the time you're done with the session, and all it is slapping at these squares coming at you with music playing. It is a serious workout.
Whoa,
so, I mean, it's a really fun way mm-hmm. to get exercise.
Now, how many headsets do they have?
There's just one, but we're pretty new in this. And so if it grew in popularity, I would love to eventually try to get some portable ones for my outreach efforts. But that's down the road.
Down
I don't want to get too excited about stuff like that. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Is there any place you feel like is not served by the bookmobile yet? Any place you want to get to?
Absolutely. I feel the most beneficial part of this opportunity is reaching those people that could be stuck at home for whatever reason that don't have any other way of getting to the library. Mm-hmm. Even at the senior center, a lot of my folks get on the spot bus and they have a little mobility, or they have family members that bring them around.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I'm sure, rurally isolated people in our
who are
library
recovering from something.
Yeah, I mean, just had a baby. I remember being out on Pack River Road with a brand new baby. If I had someone bringing me library stuff, that would have been a game changer. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's not just the elderly. It's anyone that is is stuck at home temporarily, even if you're recovering from surgery. If you have no other way to make it to the library and you live within our library district, and you were to reach out to us and ask for that service, I would accommodate and gladly. I have some folks that I have maybe four or five people that I visit in their homes. And it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. I had a gal in tears when I put her headset on with a book in, and she realized she could take this outside into her garden very soon.
And sit there.
And listen to her book while she planted her flowers. She was just over the moon. So that just made everything I do worth with every minute of work. So, yeah, I feel like there's more people like that, and we're just trying to get the word out and reach them. We were putting, or still are, putting flyers in the Meals on Wheels that are delivered through the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
It's not technically Meals on Wheels, but they do a food delivery, and we insert a little flyer in case there's people
Perfect.
That receive food that are interested. But, again, their geographical area is much smaller than our library district, so this hopefully will help get the word out. And there's been a couple newspaper articles to hopefully just get some awareness out. I encourage family members that have someone that they would like help with, that that could be something I help them in their care, and just bringing and engaging and just having a connection that's new, a routine. If they knew to expect someone every 2 weeks at the same exact time, that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It sort of helps them with the schedule. There's all kinds of small benefits that you don't even realize when you're doing this that happen after you're gone.
Someone's interested in that kind of thing, call the library, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, again, a lot of my patrons don't have internet, don't have emails. So just pick up the phone. If you do have internet, there's a website, East Bonner, or it's ebonnerlibrary.org, just the letter E, Bonner. And then, a lot of my patrons just pick up the phone.
And the number to call is 208-263-6930.
Yep, and my extension.
And extension number 1281.
Yep, that goes straight to my desk, but I am outreach, so I'm out often. So leave a message. And, I will reach out and find out a little bit more about the patron, where they're at, what they like, what they're interested in. Do they have a library card? And take care of all the logistics.
What about fines and whatever questions they might
have?
Yeah,
let's talk about that. I didn't realize, I'm fairly new at the library, but all of this was in existence. The outreach was really strong before COVID. And then, as we know, that just shut everything down super abruptly. As such, there were folks with books, for a good long time that couldn't get them back to the library. Some of them were displaced during COVID or moved or passed along. So there are fines that are floating around as a result of COVID that this library wants you to know. Just come and talk to us. If that was of no fault of your own, we are more than interested in helping you take care of that. I've clean slated a lot of folks that just had no way of taking care of, the responsibility of returning books during the middle of this terrible pandemic. So, we want you to not be afraid of the fines that might prevent you from utilizing the library. There are no fines. Late fees don't exist. You get 3 renewals on anything you check out, book form, unless someone has put that on hold, and then, you bring it back sooner. But for the most part, we make it really painless and easy for you to, take advantage of all the resources at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, It's been good to have you with us. Can you will you come back again like in the fall and give us an update of some of well, you're on our radar.
I'd love to come back. I appreciate you having me and helping me get the word out. And you know, if I get a couple of calls as a result of people that want me to cruise out and visit them and bring them stuff, I'm
one more time. 208-263-6930. The extension 1281. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We hope to see you again. And have safe travels today.
I will. Off to Hope I go.
Okay. On this date in 1978, a group called Police signed with A&M Records, and their first album was Outlandos de Amor or something like that. The Outlaws of Love, I think, or something. I have no idea. And this was the big hit number, first big hit for Police back in 1978. Here we go.